A partnership is also subject to self-employment tax. It's no different than a Schedule C. So any profits that a partnership makes is going to be subject to self-employment tax. Unless it's in holding rental property, it's passive income, it's not going to be subject to self-employment tax. So generally, that's why I only like to put rentals in partnerships. I generally don't like to operate a business through a partnership because you will pay so much in self-employment taxes.
Let me expand on that for 2 seconds. When do you have to pay the self-employment tax? For example, in a partnership, sometimes you pay a self-employment tax and sometimes you don't. It depends upon the source of your income. If you're going to have an earned income, you sell widgets or you give advice or whatever produces earned income, then you probably want to be taxed in the S corporation. If you have passive income, you're probably going to want it to be taxed as a partnership. For example, Ben advises people who own real estate.
Generally, I like to set my clients up when they're running real estate rentals in partnerships. The tax laws get a little complex, but the reason I like to set them up in partnerships is, for one, any rental income that you have is not subject to self-employment tax because it's a rental. Rentals are not subject to self-employment tax.
More or less, then, most rental income is passive income.
Another reason is you can get what they call debt basis. So let's talk about this for a minute. Let's say that you operate a S corporation business and that business has a loss of $50,000. Before you can claim that loss, you have to at least put $50,000 into that business. In S corporations, you don't get debt basis. If you don't put $50,000 in that business, the IRS will not let you take that loss. With partnerships, you can get debt basis. So what that means is if you signed on a mortgage, you pay yourself a reasonable wage, and the amount that's left over is a distribution to you that's not subject to self-employment tax. It won't count towards the new Obama net investment income tax. If you haven't heard of that, Google it and look it up. You'll see even more of a reason why, generally, for business operations, you want to run through an S corporation, and rentals, you want to operate through a partnership. The net profit from an S corporation is not considered self-employment income. And it also won't increase your tax and make you subject to the net investment income tax.
Now, obviously, if we're going to decide whether or not to have a partnership, there are a couple of other factors that we need to consider. One, do you have a partner? The legal structure of a partnership and even the taxation of a partnership requires more than one guy. Two or more individuals engaged in an activity with the intent to make a profit. That's the definition of a partnership. So obviously you need a partner. If you don't have a partner, then you're either a sole proprietor or we have to qualify you as a subchapter S corporation taxing status. Now that could be an LLC taxed as if it were an S corporation or taxed under subchapter S of the IRS code, or we can qualify you as a C corporation or an entity taxed under Chapter C of the IRS code. If you're a general partnership, obviously each one of the partners is going to receive their benefit or their profit or loss from the company, and they're going to have to transfer that over to their 1040 form, either the profit or the loss, and pay taxes. But it all feeds in above the line, and it affects your adjusted gross income, which is what we want to be able to do so that we can ultimately lower the taxes. So if you're deciding whether or not you want a sole proprietorship or a partnership, you have to look at the tax aspects of it, and that includes the self-employment tax. You also have to look at the liability. Now, you can get around the liability issues if you set up an LLC and have it taxed as a sole proprietorship. That's a disregarded entity. Or as a partnership, then you still get the liability protection, but you get the tax aspects of the sole proprietorship or the partnership. And of course, Ben's going to say you need to consider the audit risk. And the audit risk is a real item. Ben's going to go into the audit process and the risks and stuff in detail here in 2 seconds.
One thing I want to say regarding self-employment taxes and partnerships. I've had a lot of individuals coming to me lately who are being audited by the IRS. And what their accountants have done is they've set them up as a partnership and they said, okay, husband, you're making a lot of money in this partnership. So let's make your wife 80% partner. We'll make her a passive partner and we'll make the other 20% to you as an active partner. That way, all of your wife's income will not be subject to self-employment tax and only your small 20% will be subject to self-employment tax. I'm surprised on how many accountants are doing this, and if you are doing this, don't do it. It doesn't work for a husband and wife because the Internal Revenue Code Section 469 states that if one spouse is non-passive, the other is non-passive as well, even if he or she does nothing in the business. So doing that and trying to make one passive and one non-passive will only get you in trouble. If you want to minimize your self-employment taxes, set up an S corporation and pay yourself a reasonable salary.